Auburn has an incoming receiver who is extremely underrated. Welcome in, welcome into the Friday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. Happy Friday, everybody. We're in here. We hope you're having a great Friday so far, going into the weekend. It's finally here. We made it. But like I said at the top of the show, we have a receiver recruit who is coming in, or I guess incoming next year, and he is extremely underrated. And we're talking about Brylan Odor. I hope I'm saying that last name right. There was a post put out today from Locked On Auburn. Shout out Zach Blackerby over at Locked On Auburn. He put out a graphic showing, you know, his stats and just some things that, you know, that would be, I guess, looked at as, I don't see how this is, you know, going under the radar like it is, but he had an 11.2 100 meter dash, which is nuts. That's some speed. 8 touchdown catches last season. If you can't see the graphic, if you're listening, it says built different by that. And he is indeed built different. So Graham, kind of, I guess, explain, why is he going under the radar? Why is this causing, you know, I don't see why people are not talking about him more, you know?
Yeah. I mean, kind of just as kind of just in the fact that like, I kind of right now, it feels like not a ton of teams are coming after him. He is a 4-star composite, according to 247. And he does have some big teams out there. I mean, like, he does have Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Miami. But, like, other than that, it's not a ton of massive schools. I mean, there's not a ton of SEC schools coming after him. I mean, like I said, it's literally just Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, and us. And so it's interesting to see, you know. But, I mean, he's 6'2", 205. Mm-hmm. As a wide receiver, I mean, seeing 205 as a wide receiver already, and he's not even through his senior year of high school yet, that's nuts. You like to see that. So, yeah, it's just kind of something on the radar, the fact that, like, I think people just haven't seen, or we'll see what happens after his senior year. I mean, you know, it could pick up. You see that sometimes, that guys go through their junior year not 100% recruited, and then their senior year comes around, they pop off, and then all these teams come flooding in. So we'll see what happens, but I think Auburn still stands in a good place, even, you know, if other teams come on. Brylan's been pretty, you know, outspoken about being committed to Auburn and that this is where he wants to play.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's, like you're saying, he's very outspoken in the fact that I really do think that if it comes down to it, if it's life or death, he's choosing us, unless, you know, obviously in this, you never know in the NIL era of college football, you know, what will happen. I've seen stranger things happen. So it wouldn't shock me if something were to happen, but I'm confident he will pick Auburn at the end of the day. But like you were saying, 6'2", 205, there's room to grow there. There is plenty of room to grow, add muscle. It would be really cool to see him, honestly, if, you know, Lord willing, if he has some type of growth spurt, I don't know, like one last little, you know, hurrah growth spurt. I wouldn't be mad at that at all. If he decides to end up coming to Auburn, that would be huge for us. But yeah, the speed too. I just don't see how, like, with that speed, how he's going under the radar with so many. Because, I mean, that's one, to me, obviously, it's a no-dub, you know, no-brainer thing. But when you're talking about wide receivers in today's game, speed is like something that you look at first, I feel like, nowadays. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't understand why he's going under the radar like that. It's just so weird to me. It's just, again, I don't know. And, you know, he's a composite 4-star, so you would think he would get more looks, but the fact that he's not is, I don't necessarily think it's a red flag. I know, like, some people were talking about, oh, I don't know if that's a good thing. If he, you know what I mean? Like, is it a good thing that he's coming to us and he's being, you know, not, you know, looked at by so many teams? I don't think so. If you look at his stat, I mean, 8 touchdown catches is nothing to laugh at in high school. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. It's, I know the college game is different than high school. I understand that. Each level you go up from college, or from high school to college to pro, I get it. There's different difficulties and certain things of the game are different than others. I understand that. But I don't know. It, like, you just don't find that odd that it's like he's being almost not shunned, or I guess shadow banned, if you will. But I don't know. It's just odd to me. Like, kind of, I don't know. I kind of want your thoughts on like why you think he could be potentially. I guess, do you think it's the size? Do you think, because it's not speed?
I mean, that's a good question. It's not speed. I really don't think it's the size either. I mean, 6'2 is not small. You know, if he was like 6 foot, that's a little bit of a different story, but he's not. Like I said, he could grow a little bit more. That's very well possible in the range of things. And when you know, a college strength and conditioning coach gets his hands on him, he's going to up his weight even more to probably a good 215, 220. And so he's got all the pieces he want. And his film is phenomenal. We've seen his film and stuff. So I don't know.
Really good.
It's going to be interesting to see. If you ask me, I think he will blow up a little more in his senior year. And, you know, pop off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying a minute ago. You hope that he has some type of, I'm not going to say like a major growth spurt, but because I think as far as that goes, like you know, he's at the age where if there's going to be a growth spurt anymore, it's not going to be a major one. It'll be minor, but it'll add some, like, it's like, I don't know if you've seen The Last Dance. You remember whenever they were talking about Scottie Pippen in high school, how like his sophomore year, he was like a point guard and he comes back and he had like, you know, like a 6-inch growth spurt, and they put him at power forward. And I was like, holy cow, could you imagine like if that happens to this kid and he's got this, like if he can keep the speed with that, oh my goodness gracious, that would be disgusting. And that's something that like Auburn has been notorious. Like I know LSU and some other, you know, but specifically LSU has been like wide receiver. You, to me, Auburn is more running back you personally, but lately,
yeah, for sure.
Obviously, you take Cam Coleman out of the equation because he transferred and dipped out. But, like, yeah, he gone. He gone.
Get that out of here.
Yeah, he like, you have these generationally talented receivers that will come through Auburn, and they'll pop off. There was one that I, you know, a lot of people forget about this guy. You remember Duke Williams or DeQuale Williams, I believe? Mm-hmm. Like, he was really good. And then, obviously, you know what happened. There were some discipline issues off the field that he couldn't, you know, rein in, and that's why he no longer was with the team. But during that era of Auburn football with Gus Malzahn, like, he was a perfect fit for that offense. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like if he could have a growth spurt, watch out. If, you know, obviously, Golish, I'm assuming Golish will still be around. And, you know, depending on who the quarterback is, I mean, that's like – you know, dollar signs for a quarterback. You're like, oh yes, I'm thrown to that guy. And if he has a growth spurt, oh my Lord. Oh my goodness gracious. But you know what else could be money signs in your eyes?
Real quick, while we're on the topic of recruiting before we move on.
Yes.
Last week we saw a big influx of, you know, recruits, all that stuff, especially after a big official visit weekend. Golish had, you know, multiple like war eagles with the eagle emojis.
Yes.
He did seven. I think he ended up doing seven total in the span of two days.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had four guys commit since those seven. So there's three more out there. So just be on the lookout for those. That obviously means that some guy might have told Golish, like, hey, I'm probably going to commit here. I'm planning on committing here, but was waiting until their announcement day or whatever. So just keep an eye on that. He's still hot on the recruiting trail and still trying to load this class up. Right now we're in the top 25 of recruiting classes.
We talked about it yesterday, how 24/7 has us, I believe, it right at 25, and On3 has us at 14. So, and we said it the yesterday, like, this is a big deal. Like, it's, you know, it might not seem like a big deal to others, but for Auburn, the past couple of, you know, especially with a new coach, you don't expect much in the offseason. Like, you expect to see some things improve, but as far as recruiting goes, like, I'm blown away right now. Golish has been on a recruiting tear, and I'm not mad at it at all. And I think if you're an Auburn fan, you should be confident in his skills in recruiting compared to other coaches in the past. I know Hugh Freeze could recruit, but the results,
especially so quickly, too, coming in and like, all right, let's go.
He hit the ground running and has not looked back ever since. And I feel like ever since, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like ever since the comment he made, he being Alex Golish, made about the offensive line, you remember when he was like, as far as offensive line goes, y'all pray for me. I'm probably botching that, like that wasn't the exact quote, but that was like kind of the gist, like, oh my goodness, the offensive line, y'all pray for me. Ever since then, he has landed some really solid recruits for the offensive
line.
Yeah. And that was something that to me, and I think every Auburn fan, you know, can say this. I know it's not, and Kyle said it the other day, offensive line is not the sexiest position in football. I get that. But
I played it.
But it will help you in the SEC not run for your life, because you are – those are some big dudes up front.
Okay? An offensive, and I said before on the show, a good offensive line in this league will win you games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. And seems like Golish knows that, and he that is where, you know, he kind of attacked first in a way, if you think about it. And he, again, hit the ground running, hasn't looked back since. So it's really cool to see that be an emphasis that has been so pursued very, very intently. So I'm very impressed. But you know what else can be impressive? AUShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there for those listening. You got the Barnhard shirt, the FE shirt, the Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. You have some other options on AUShirts.com as well. You have new styles we're adding weekly. The Social Hour shirt is approaching. We're still getting some things worked out, but that is it is coming. I promise it is on its way. But if you get something from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, C5, Zach Blackerby, Daryl Dapperich, you name it, whoever you think to tag or all the above. Let us know. We'd love to shout you out on the show, repping your gear wherever you are, whether it be at home or at a tailgate or on, you know, if you're in the stadium for a game day, or if you go to Atlanta, for example, when Auburn plays Baylor. Just some examples of opportunities to be tagged and shown on the show. So, again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You will not regret it, I promise.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com and BUC are in your business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you want to find a way to reach other Auburn fans, then buyauburn.com is a great opportunity for you to do that. It's an index that you can sign up and put your company out there so that Auburn fans all over the country can see who you are, where you are, and how they can come support you and buy your product. Or if you're just an Auburn fan and you want to support the Auburn fan base, the Auburn family, this is another great way to get involved, to get plugged in, and support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to check it out.
Yeah, please do that. Really cool to see it continue to grow. Again, if you know anybody that has any ties to Auburn, owns a local business, small business, tell them about buyauburn.com. We'd love to see them there. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, I wanted to real quick shout out the golf team again. They had their celebration, national championship celebration in Toomer's Corner today. Saw some posts about an hour ago, maybe. It looked like a good crowd showed up, so props to the Auburn family for showing up in Toomer's Corner.
Also,
yeah,
props to Alex Golish, too. He brought recruits on their official visit to that little ceremony. So cool. Props to Golish for being like, look what's around us, you know?
Dude, I can't emphasize this enough, and I know people are probably tired of me saying it, but I will scream it from the rooftops until the wheels fall off. The energy and the positive vibes he is bringing to Auburn in the football program is incredible. Harsin was as dry as a desert. Hugh Freeze just, I don't know what Hugh Freeze was trying to do. I mean, he could recruit, but outside of that, incompetence is the only word I can think of. And then you got Alex Golish, who can recruit. You know he's a good coach because you've seen the results at USF. You see the people that he is, you know, I'm not going to say brought with him, that transferred here from USF. It's just they have a good culture now, and I'm hoping that will spread throughout the different athletic teams in Auburn. And granted, like, you know, you have the, you know, equestrian, swimming, every, you know, most of the sporting teams at Auburn have had good vibes. But as far as football goes, the past 5 years have been atrocious as far as like chemistry goes and the vibes. And again, some of these players at the first practice, like it is the energy level, the vibes, everything is up. It just feels better. We feel like we want to be here when Golish is at the helm. And that says a lot about Hugh Freeze. It says a lot about Brian Harsin. So yeah, off my soapbox for a minute. But again, shout out to the golf team. Like, once again, two national championships in 3 years. But this one just feels more special. I don't know why. Just keeping up with the post and everything. It's just a big celebration, and we'll see what Jackson Kovan decides to do. I really hope he takes his coach's advice. One more year. That was owned me. But again, shout out to the Auburn family for showing up and showing out. And another place that they can show up and show out is the Super Regional tonight. Starts tonight.
Be on right now.
Yeah, it should be on about right now, too. So, yeah, please, if you have the opportunity to go this weekend, please go. I've heard some rumblings that Ole Miss players and fans have not really been complimentary of their stay so far. And I know some people want the opportunity to go on Sunday because that's going to be the only chance. But I'll be honest with you, after what I've read and what I've heard about how they've been treating some people in Opelika, I hope we sweep them and send them home. I really do. They, it's just insufferable, honestly. And I'm sure the fans around the area and some of the staff at the hotel that Ole Miss stayed at would appreciate us kicking their tail too. So I hope we handle business and Butch has them ready to go and we're locked in and focused. And be sure to, if you're around the area and you have a chance to go, please go and support the Auburn Tigers, because the crowd showed up against Milwaukee in the last game in the regional, and it proved to get us over the top, and what's going to stop us from doing it against Ole Miss back to back. So hopefully we can get some wins back to back, and I'm excited to see what happens with that, and hopefully we can get to Omaha. So I'm ready, man. I'm so ready. But we got to talk about another thing that I've mentioned a couple times on the back end. They announced, or I guess they did a showcase for College Football 27, and you
still let this play.
No, you're good. Yeah, so they had the trailer show last night, and they had Jeremiah Cobb putting a Vanderbilt defender on skates. And I will say the animation looks smooth. If you can't see what we're looking at right now, it is a video of Jeremiah Cobb doing a juke move against a Vanderbilt DB. I couldn't read the back of the jersey name, but it looks silky smooth. I'm not mad at it. I'm really digging the like the mouthpiece like type. I know it's like a minor detail, but I pay attention to stuff like this. It's almost like an OCD curse. But the way that the mouthpiece is moving, like within the helmet, is just a whole different level of physics for me. It looks good. The players actually look like themselves this year. So do the coaches. I mentioned Lane Kiffin the other day. Looking like himself. They showed some other coaches, and the likeness is nuts. And they're adding the ability for, if you're a dynasty head out there, if you haven't watched the event, go watch it. But just some key takeaways. Dynasty, you're going to be able to pay players. It's not going to be like, oh, here's your recruiting hours. Go visit their social media and invite them to a game. Hey, I'm an Auburn Tiger now. Like, it's like, hey, you know, type of, you know,
yeah.
No, you get to actually pay the players, and you have a given salary, and you have to allocate it, not just to your players, but to your staff as well. So, which is really cool. And they also have a coaching mode now, where it is a first person point of view perspective from the sidelines, and you call plays and you let the computers do the rest. And I think that's really cool. I really like that as far as like a simulation goes. But the thing that stood out to me, they are really doubling down, like I said, on the likeness of players in this game. And they are doing a deeper dive into the Heisman showcase, I guess you can say. And for
the whole like, the ceremony, all that stuff.
Yeah. And they have like a little like screen that'll pop up to show the finalists. Well, one of the finalists they showed yesterday, out of the four that are on there, you have let's see, who is that? John Mateer, Trinidad Chambliss, Williams Jr. from Washington. You have Mateer from
Oklahoma. Jamal Williams Jr.
Yeah. And then Byron Brown, Auburn quarterback, QB1.
Yours truly.
You're the Superman himself is a Heisman finalist. And yes, that man right there. That's our quarterback. They used him as an example for a Heisman finalist in College Football 27. In the Heisman ceremony in dynasty mode. I put a post on X today and I said, please Lord, let this be true. I would be ecstatic if, you know, around December around, you know, conference championship weekend, Byron Brown is in the Heisman conversation. I will be elated if that is the case. But it was really cool to see Auburn represented yesterday or last night in the EA Sports event. They showcased both College Football 27 and Madden 27. Both looked very, very improved. I will say I was very skeptical. I was like, EA is going to be EA, and it's just going to be a half, you know what product this year. But it looks really good. The stadium.
You know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
I'll give you my like little take on it real quick. So
yeah,
I didn't watch the whole showcase. I need to finish it. I fell asleep watching it.
Yeah, same.
But no, there's two things in particular, and these are kind of minor details that I saw, but I think it's awesome. One is dynamic weather. If you don't know what that is, the weather can change throughout your game, which is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then two is stadium builder. They're bringing that in.
Yes.
Which I think is going to be so electric. So that you can start with a small school and you can build stadium up once it gets to like being like a massive school in Dynasty, which I think is going to be so much fun.
I wonder if you play like a already, you know, a present school like Auburn, if you can add on to the stadium.
I don't know. That would be interesting.
That would be sick. I'd make that thing look like freaking Arrowhead if I had my say about it, even though I'm not a Chiefs fan. But
I'd make that thing look like Jordan Hare.
Well, yeah, make it look like Jordan Hare, but the mock-up of the new end zone where the second humongous Jumbotron is, go ahead and get that Upper Deck installed early. But I was saying that Auburn was being represented very well yesterday. Cam Newton was present in attendance. They had him assigned to the Madden side. Which, no shocker, if you know Cam Newton and what he does now outside of, you know, his post-football career, he does a plethora of things. He has a podcast, but he also streams, and he is one of the best Madden players in the country. And he will absolutely wreck people online. It's really funny to watch. If you haven't watched it, please do, because he will trash talk to no return. It is he does not have regard for human life in Madden. But he was assigned to play Caleb Williams, who is the cover athlete, the Chicago Bears starting quarterback. Caleb Williams was with the Bears, shocker, and Cam was the Carolina Panthers. And he was very animated, to say the least, anytime he would do something amazing. And they kept – if you watch the event, and Graham, you'll see it when they, you know, mention him every time he does something. But they'll say former Auburn quarterback, former Carolina Panthers quarterback, former Patriot, Cam Newton, they would say that. And that's good name recognition. That's really cool to see that. There's a lot of people watching that event and still, you know, to this, you know, at this very moment, going back and watching that event. And the fact that Auburn is being name dropped in there multiple times is really, really cool to see. And I'm hoping that the game turns out really good, because based off what I saw last night and finished this afternoon during lunch, I'm excited. I really am. But yeah, with that being said, if you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, please subscribe to The Barn and follow The Barn to catch other podcasts like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. You also have the Top Button Podcast. You have Village Vice. You have the basketball show. You have the baseball show. You have Landing on the Plains with Channel Wooten. He just put out a really good episode about the comments of what Nick Saban was saying yesterday, like we had did our take on. So if you enjoy Auburn sports, we're your number one source for everything Auburn sports. So what's stopping you from subscribing and following us wherever you get your podcasts? So we appreciate you guys. We hope you have a great weekend. Graham, you got anything to add? Show up to Plainsman Park this weekend. Go support our boys.
Let's get to Omaha. Let's win today and tomorrow. Let's go to Omaha.
Let's sweep the Rebels and get to Omaha. After what I heard, man, let's sweep them. Send them home packing. Let's get to Omaha. I'm excited. But yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. You've been watching The Barn Social Hour. We will be back next week, a fresh slate of shows. Can't wait to see you guys. As always, we love you guys. War damn. We'll see you next time.
See ya.